From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. It's time now for All Tech Considered. All this week, we're exploring the debate over gun control in America. Today in All Tech, we ask, can technology help reduce gun violence, specifically smart guns? These are weapons that know their rightful owner and won't fire in the wrong hands. James Bond had a smart gun in the movie Skyfall, but American consumers are still waiting for theirs. After years of prototypes and experiments, there's still no smart gun on the U.S. market, and some experts wonder if they're even worth the effort. NPR's Dan Bobkoff has our story.
A few major gun makers experimented with smart guns in the 90s. None came to market. Since then, it's been the domain of entrepreneurs and inventors. Jonathan Mossberg's company developed what he calls the iGun. It fires only if it recognizes a ring on his finger.
Let's see the ring. Do you have it with you?
I do have it with me.
He flashes the ring, which has a black square made of onyx. Codes in the ring identify the owner.
It's totally inert. There's no batteries, nothing, totally waterproof.
Robert McNamara's TriggerSmart prototypes use radio frequency ID, the kind of technology stores use to track merchandise. The gun looks for the RFID tag in a ring, bracelet, or, if this isn't too science fiction for you, embedded under your skin.
It's about the size of a grain of rice. It's that small, and they're just injected under the skin.
A German company plans to release a gun in the U.S. that uses fingerprint scans or communicates with a wristwatch. Donald Sebastian and his team at the New Jersey Institute of Technology took a different approach. Their guns record the unique way you grip.
While you're pulling the trigger, you are applying a dynamically changing pattern of pressures onto that stock of the gun, and that's what is actually individual to you and reproducible shot after shot.
But for all the time and money spent on smart guns, developers like Mossberg of the iGun say their technology has, until now, mostly sat on a shelf.
It's only been lack of demand that has kept us from going any farther.
But that all changed after Newtown. Mossberg and the others were all in Washington last week at the request of the Department of Justice. As part of the president's plan to reduce gun violence, smart guns are getting renewed attention. The Justice Department is asking whether they would reduce the kind of gun violence we saw in Newtown or Aurora. Stephen Terrett has waited for this moment for decades.
I first started thinking about personalized gun technology when a young child, who was the child of a friend, was killed by another young child.
That was about 30 years ago, and it led him to found Johns Hopkins Center for Gun Policy and Research. He thinks smart guns could reduce youth suicides, accidental shootings, and deaths from stolen weapons.
We have a technology that will prove to be a life-saving technology. We need to get it into guns. There's politics that have prevented that from happening, but we've got to get beyond those politics.
Yet for all the attention personalized guns are getting now, few experts think this technology could have prevented a tragedy like Newtown.
The majority of mass shootings in this country are committed with legal weapons, and the person firing the gun is the owner of the gun.
Josh Sugarman is executive director of the Violence Policy Center, a group that pushes for gun control. He says few of the more than 30,000 annual gun deaths could be prevented by smart guns. There were just 606 unintentional firearm deaths in 2010.
The numbers are relatively small. They're tragic, but relatively small.
Sugarman worries that if these high-tech weapons became available, more people would choose to own a gun. And all this puts him in surprising agreement with the National Shooting Sports Foundation, the trade association for the firearms industry. Larry Keene is its general counsel.
Smart gun technology doesn't really offer anything other that a standard lock doesn't offer as well.
And both Sugarman and Keene wonder if someone like Adam Lanza would have been an authorized user on a smart gun, defeating the purpose. But just because it might not prevent all violence, proponents say smart gun technology is like a seatbelt and makes guns safer. And with President Obama focusing on gun safety, smart gun developers believe this is their moment. Donald Sebastian of the New Jersey Institute of Technology had all but given up development a few months ago. Now he says they could soon be on the market.
I think it could happen within 2 years.
Maybe then we'll find out if Americans actually want their guns to be smart. Dan Bobkoff, NPR News.